Zion Adar Aleph. According to many, the true yard site of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's a halakha day.
And birthday.
And as much as we love Sichas Harad, I felt that since, in light of last Thursday's very enlightening conversation, I thought it would be kedai to learn the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Kuntres and Yonash al Torah Sachasidus inside, because we got a taste of it on Thursday. It's very, very esotistic. I've never had the opportunity to learn the whole thing in Lashon HaKodesh. Certainly never taught the whole thing. We learned it b'chabura. So, let's do it together. Okay? Now, when was this from? When did Lubavitcher Rebbe actually give this over?
Yeah.
So, on Yod Tes Kislev, Tav Shin Chav Vav, 1965, Lubavitcher Rebbe outlined this kuntres, this in Yonash al Torah Sachasidus, as Rabbi Braun pointed out, it's translated in English on the essence of Chasidus. And in 1970, 5 years later, it was first printed. And it's undergone many printings since then. This is a nice newer print with Nakudos. Make it a little easier for all of us. Okay, so let's see. It's gonna take us a couple days to do it. But I figured let's begin, let's get these Yesodos down so it doesn't go in one ear and out the other ear. And then it will have further made last Thursday worthwhile. B'nogeya l'inyana shel Torah Sachasidus. With regard to the essence of the Torah of Chasidus, what is the essential teaching of Chasidus? V'achidish sheba al chelkei Torah shenisgalu lefaneh. What is the novelty of Chasidus in relation to all of the other areas of Torah that what? That came to a state of giloy before it, that were revealed before it. Now it's very interesting, I was thinking about this a lot. We talk about Chasidus as being a chiddush, and yet, when we really understand that, we realize that it's not so much a chiddush. It's a chiddush in the sense that what? It's a chiddush in the sense that when it comes to giloy, it was not yet begiloy. But it's not a chiddush, and I think we have to be very strong about fighting against people who want to claim that it's a chiddush in the sense that it's a new idea and it didn't exist before. We have to be very strong in saying, no, it's not a chiddush in that sense. It's a chiddush in the sense that we've never seen it in this way. But it doesn't mean that it didn't exist. Again, remember that mashal of the drop of zera, which eventually becomes a baby. So all of the kochos, all of the body parts, all of the DNA, everything that child will be is already contained within that initial formation of the child. But we don't see a baby yet. We don't see a heartbeat on a monitor yet. Now you can't hold this child in your hand yet. Okay? So on the one hand, it's a chiddush, but it's a chiddush in the sense of a giloy. It's a chiddush in the sense that it's being revealed now. It's being seen for the first time. As we saw that pasuk in Kohelet, everything reveals itself in its proper time. And this is something, if you want to see that whole section that Rabbi Braun was explaining, that idea of the giloy of Torah in its proper time, based on that pasuk in Kohelet, so it's in Lekutei Sichos in the 7th volume. The pasuk was like Eis Lechol something. I have to check the pasuk. I looked it up again last night. Someone could search it. Kohelis. It's not in the third pack of Kohelis by Lechol Zman Veis. It's later. I think it's in the 7th pack. Eis Lechol Kates? We'll have to check. Okay, we're going to check. But in the 7th volume of Lekutei Sichos, page 206 to 210, which is also Kedai, maybe we'll learn inside one day, Lubavitcher Rebbe clarifies that point. That it's not a new thing. It's not a new thing. It's new in its revelation. Okay? So as far as what was the revelation? So good. So it always existed, but it comes to Giloy, and in that sense it's a Chiddush. Is anyone else very hot in here?
No.
It's like spring outside. You'll be okay.
You're actually right.
You'll be more than fine. So what is? So good. So now Chasidus has a chiddush. No. So what is that chiddush? Nemru be'urim rabim umeham. Many explanations have been offered, and amongst them are the following four explanations. All absolutely true. But as again, we already sort of know the punchline, it's not the essence of Chasidus. But what are the four things that Chasidus primarily accomplished, at least as an expression of its essence? Aleph. Bizmano shel Baal Shem Tov haya olam b'matzav shel his alfus. In the time period leading up to the Baal Shem Tov, the world was in a state of unconsciousness. The world was fainting. The world was half asleep. The world woke up again. Yiddishkeit was able to shake off its sleepiness, its unconscious state, and became conscious of itself again, to want to become something, to be alert. Right? Like we've heard, the idea that when a person faints, the way to wake them up is you say their name. And that's why the Baal Shem Tov's name was Yisrael, because we're trying to wake up all of Klal Yisrael. So by uttering the name of the Baal Shem Tov, Yisrael, that was an awakening for all the Jewish people. So that was certainly one of the major things that Hasidus did. When you had about 2% of Klal Yisrael who were alert, awake, and actively pursuing their Yiddishkeit, and you had Ruba the Ruba, were either on autopilot, or completely sleeping, completely unconscious, or in a state of coma, or worse. So Baal Shem Tov came to say, no, the Jewish people, the Chlal, have to wake up. The whole nation has to wake up. Beis. Chassid, the definition of a chassid. If you were to ask someone, what's a chassid? They might say, well, I'm learning Maseches Nida Daf Yud Zayin. I'll tell you what a chassid is. The Gemara Nida Daf Yud Zayin defines a chassid as a person who goes lefnim mishura sadin. Kamayim Rabboseinu Zichrono Levracha, Sorfa Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, Nida Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. That the Gemara says, Sorfan chassid. And you know what that's talking about? If you burn them, you're a chassid. If you throw them in the street, you're a bad guy. Right? If you bury them, you're a pretty good guy. If you burn them, you're a chassid.
Fingernails.
Right, exactly. You got it first up now. Yeah? If you put it out in a public area where it can cause a hezek, spiritual damage, so then you're a bad guy. If you bury it, at least it's covered over, but it can become uncovered, so that's still, it's better, but it still has potential to harm others. If you burn it, you're a chassid. Why are you a chassid if you burn it? Tosus goes one step further. You're not only a chassid when you burn it because you've removed it to such a degree that no one can be harmed by it. But the Baal Yed Tosus explains that when a person destroys part of his own body, it causes hezek to his own body. Which means you're saying, I'm willing to suffer so that someone else won't suffer. That's a chassid. That's the lefnim mishura sadin. The lefnim mishura sadin is, I will take the pain upon myself, I will take the potential damage upon myself to protect another. That degree of, however you express it, whether it's through Avos Yisrael or any other expression, but to go lefnim mishura sadin, to want to what? To be willing to go above and beyond, to harm oneself, afal gav shemazik lo, like he says here, even though it could be harmful to you, that is certainly an authentic definition of a chassid. But that's not the mahusa shel chassidus. Gimel. Malos ha-chassidus hu, sha-kochos ha-tivim nasim kochos elukim. Perhaps you could say that chassidus is that we take our natural kochos and we turn them into kochos elukim. We take all of our natural abilities and we learn to use all of them in a godly fashion. Like the Alter Rebbe, the author of the Baal HaTanya, the author of the Tanya and the Shulchan Aruch said, Kol inin chassidus hu lishanos teva midosa. The whole purpose of chassidus is to what? To transform one's natural characteristics. Now look how he explains it here. It's very sharp. It's very easy to miss this line. Lo rak lishanos midosa hativim. Elagam teva midosav. What's the difference? Not only to change midosav ativim, elagam teva midosav. It's a big difference, but you have to know how to say it well. Even if you chop it, it's hard to say.
Not just the nature of your...
Even if you're doing right then, supernatural. Or above them.
He doesn't say anything about Lamala Mehateva.
No, but that's what it's a way to better than the
man. Let me say, you want to say it?
Even if you're doing the right thing,
yeah,
just not doing the right in the best way.
I don't know, I don't think that's what he's saying. Jared?
Change the nature of your actions.
What does that
mean? I don't know, like,
do
your actions in a better way, or...
But what's the difference between Lishanos Midosa Vativim or Teva Midosa?
Like, we become accustomed to doing it a certain way. And not necessarily the best way, but you know.
Meaning a person can change Listen carefully. A person can change his natural characteristics. Yeah? You can change your natural characteristics. Meaning what? I'm in control of my various midos. So I could change. I could take control of my natural characteristics. Or I could what?
Change
the very nature of my character. You hear the difference? You hear the difference? Changing my natural characteristics means what? I'm an angry person, but I learn how to not act. I mean, Jared, you only took us halfway. I learn how to not act like an angry person. So I've changed the me, though. But the other way, the deeper way, what he's saying here is teva midosav, change the nature of your character. Meaning take on different midos. Not just perfect, right? Not just to learn how to use the midah in a reasonable fashion, that you're in control of your midos, but to be able to redefine one's essential character. So one is more chitzonius, one more ptimius. Yeah.
Does the second one include the first?
Well, if I change my essential character, then automatic, right? Meaning one is, if I can get it at the core, then of course it's not gonna. I don't have to work on controlling it mibachutz. If I change my very character to not be an angry person, again, I'm not changing the detail. I'm changing the klal. I'm not changing the prat. I'm changing the very nature of who I am. Right, as opposed to working on that particular mita. It's very simple. That's their talks at the beginning of Tzav Aziris, where he talks about a person who's treating the symptoms and not treating the illness. That's exactly what he's saying here. The first thing is right is l'shanos midos of a teva, means to change the way the mita expresses itself, but to change teva midos of means to make an essential change to your character. Yeah. So he says, Chassidus, well, a person who learns Chassidus properly. Now, we're looking for the mahos of Chassidus, but we have to remember the details here. Yeah, Chassidus, the Baal Tanya said, has the greatest ability to be the most refined human beings we could be. Well, what's your kasha? You've met a chassid who pushes people?
No,
by a tish? You met a chassid who pushes people by a tish?
No, I'm saying...
A chassid who doesn't know how to say thank you in the grocery store.
People don't also want to become the best at things?
Of course they do. But chassidus has the best tools to do it. That's what the Baal Tanya said. Chassidus has the best medicine in its entire pharmacy of spiritual medicine. It has the best medicine to change one's midos. Musar also has the tools. But Chassidus believes that it has the best tools. It has the best medicine. I'm not sure. Yeah, it could be. You could say the difference between Musar and Chassidus is this line. Whether it's Lishanos Midosav Etivim versus Teva Midosav. To learn to control one's midos versus to change one's essential character. Could be. Although one might argue that Musar does the same. Yeah, Ravitcha.
I always looked at it directing the gates of Hara and all like the Midos Rows towards Tov, as opposed to like Musar is more like trying to like destroy it. One could be like more temporary.
So he's right. So he's saying three levels.
Destroy it like temporarily, and like
right.
Can come back at any time. But like when you direct it towards Tov, like it's now.
Right. There's destroying the Yetzirah, but then there's the chance that it could grow back. There is transforming. There's transforming the Yetzirah, and that's the higher level. That's for sure the higher level. The Gemara says the difference between Avraham Avinu and David HaMelech was exactly that. That David HaMelech said about himself, Libi Chalal Bekirbi. My heart was still within me. Which means I silenced my Yetzer Hara completely. As opposed to Avram, who took his Yetzer Hara and turned it into an additional Yetzer Tov. Certainly a higher level. Gemara says that Mufurash. Okay, the fourth thing we could say that maybe what Chassidus is, we could say that what? Torah HaChassidus Chidsha Asher Kol Echad VeEchad The chiddush of Chassidus was that you could take a Jew who doesn't have such a lofty neshama, After all, the other name, one of the other names for the Sefer Tanya is Sefer of Beinonim. We're not talking about tzaddikim. We're talking about regular people with pretty average neshamas. Not that a Beinoni is so average if you've learned Tanya. But a person who doesn't have such an elevated neshama, v'gam lo zichei chasatzmo, and he has not yet completely refined himself, yuchel lahasig elokus, is able to what? Is able to what? Is able to understand and to perceive elokus. That a person who's not on a high level can understand very high things. A person who does big averos can still have a strong ratzon and a belief that he's shaykh to learn pnimiyas haTorah. But you can't even control simple yetzaharas. Okay, so that's the holy chutzpah that the Mishnah describes at the end of Masechet Sotah. That's what Tzadik writes in that famous piece in Tzidkas HaTzadik about the Ma'apilim. We tried to go too soon, that they tried to go too soon, but we're going to have to try to go too soon. And it's going to be a holy chutzpah that we're going to try to demand things much loftier than our actual madrega. Who are we to ask for deep things? And then Chassidah says, you have a right to ask for deep things. That was the Chiddush. You're not so zach, right? You're not Shemin Zayah zach, this week's parsha. You're not so refined, you're not so pure. And yet, you want to understand the Lakus, and you can understand the Lakus. Kel yidei zeh shetorah seh Chassidah beiras en yanem shocheilek hasod shebetorah. Chassidus, with its remarkable ability to take sod of Torah, v'kervasam el aseicha b'dugmaus mashalim, to take the loftiest ideas and to bring it down in a simple example or a simple parable, mikochas tchunas hanefesh, to take the loftiest idea and to bring it down what into this world, into something that you can feel within your flesh and bones. He quotes the pasuk mipsari echazeh eloka. From within my flesh, I perceive Hashem. Rav Hillel Paracher said that before he became a Chabad Chassid, he hated his body. My body is the worst thing in the world. My body gets me into every bit of trouble I get into is directly related to my body. So Rav Hillel Paracher said, my body was my enemy. He said, but once I became a Chabad Chassid, he said, then I understood that what? Mibsari echazeh eloka. That from my very flesh, he used the lashon, my body became a magnifying glass for recognizing Elokos. And that's what Chassidus does. Chassidus says, I will take your everyday experience, the average man's mundane, everyday, gashmias experience, and infuse it with the loftiest things in the world. That it's possible for, again, that this person, this lowly soul, will be able to perceive all the dimensions of Torah in all the parts of his being. Not only in his nefesh elokis, elagam ba'seichel shebenafsho asichlis, not only to understand, again, lofty ideas through his nefesh elokis, but even to understand lofty ideas with his nafsho asichlis, with his intellectual soul, ad ba'seichel shebenafsho bahamis, all the way down to what? To his nefesh bahamis can also recognize Hashem. Okay, so that's a major innovation, a major giloy of Chassidus. That through my own body, through my lower parts of my soul, I'll be able to perceive the loftiest revelations of Elokus. So these are four things that Chassidus does. Okay, Os Beis. Muvanu Pashut Kedilakaman. Asher Torah Sachassidus. You guys don't look excited enough about learning this. This is awesome. I'm tired. I'm gonna put a curfew. I'm gonna put Justin in charge of tucking you guys in at night. Do you want me to do that? Muvanu pashut. Kedula kaman. It's very clear, and if it's not clear, it will become clear as we proceed. Asher Torah Sachassidus hi nekuda achas she'eina murkeves mipratim shonim. Chaver, why can't any of these things be it? If I have to pick A, B, C, D, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, is it A, the Baal Shem Tov woke up the world, B, a chassid is a person who sacrifices himself for others, C, a person who's able to transform his very mahus, his very character, D, the chiddush of Chassidus is that even a regular person in a gashmias existence can experience hasogas elokus on the highest level. If I had to pick which one of these is it, So the very fact that it's four things tells me that none of them is it. Because they're all it, but I can't pick one over the other, because they're all, I'm going to pick one of these. I need all of them. So it must be that there's something, there's some inner point, right? Which when we chop the inner point, creates a branches in all four of these things. But it can't be that any of these four things is the inner point. Yeah, look what he says. Again, Muvanu Pashut Kidlakaman will be very abundantly clear as we proceed. Asher Torah Sachasidus Hin Nakuda Achas She'ena Morkeves Mipratim Shonim. That the very essence of Chasidus is not made up. It's not a composite structure made up of different pieces. Because again, if we're trying to get to Hashem Echad, we're trying to understand the essence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which we're saying Chasidus gives us the tools to do. So Chasidus has to have a certain oneness to it. It can't just be a structure made up of a series of values that we just lump together. And therefore, since these four critical components that we spelled out above, Milos Shono saying, since each one is different, all very chashiv, all very important, but each one is different, so it must be Harei Mochrach, therefore it must be Shemailos Elo Eina Magdiros Umematzos Es Mahusos Shal Torah Sachasidus. It must be that none of these four things define and capture the very essence of what Chasidus is. Mahusos Shal Hachasidus He Nekuda Atzmit Samufshetis Me'inyan Pratim. The essence of Chasidus has to be something, right, that is not limited to a specific thing. It will create the ripple effect of that center point, when we can identify that inner nakuda, the ripple effect will be all these things. But we have to find that inner point, which allows for the creation of all these things. Ella, top of page 2. Mitzad nekudosa atzmis nimtzos umitztafos mimena milos hanizkel el. Rather, if we can identify that essential nakuda, then the ramifications, right, and the offshoots of that, Mistafa, the Seifim, right? The subcategories of that will become evident to us. And we know what they are. We just saw four of them. We can put a lot more things that are essential principles of Chasidus on the list. But again, these are still the details of Chasidus. That helps you understand Hashem in a deep way. That helps you refine your midos. That it creates within you a willingness to sacrifice for Klal Yisrael and for others. That it wakes you up that you should live consciously as opposed to living in an unconscious state. Okay? So what is the Nakuda? So if you remember, when we were introduced to it last week, it was very complicated sounding, and it's still going to be very complicated sounding. Okay, but at least now you can see the words inside. And hopefully we can attach ourselves a little bit better to it. It's very Kabbalistic, the language. I don't have the tools to explain it, nor do I think that the first time we're reading through this Kuntres, we need to try to explain it. But here's what he says it is. HaNakuda HaAtmes Shal Chasidus Hi K'medubar La'el B'HaMaymer Shebiyasodahu Maimer shall quote Kedushas Admor, the Rashab, the Rebbe Rashab, Nishmaso Eden. He says, I'm going to build. Now, you have to just realize that whenever you're learning, right, I don't know enough to say always or very often. I'm not sure which lashon to use. I want to assume that it's always, but it has to be more nuanced. But every Rebbe was building off of Mamarim of previous Rebbes. So what the Lubavitcher Rebbe is saying here, right? There's another Kuntres Torah Sachasidus, a very similar title, that was written by the Rebbe Rayatz, by the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe. And now he's telling us that this whole definition was first, the definition that I'm building off of was the definition that the Rebbe Rashab gave. And you can follow it all the way back, and therefore many would say that really, all the Rebbes are just giving a perish on the Ma'amarim of the Baal Tanya. And the Baal Tanya was being a direct Hamshacha from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So again, so he's building off of this very complicated Hagdara of the Rebbe Rashab. What did the Rebbe Rashab say Chasidus is? We spoke about what it does, but what is it? Hamshachas or Chadash. It's the Hamshacha of a new light. Now again, you see the word Chadash here. We have to understand what Chadash means, a new Giloy of light. A new revelation of light. Which is a bigger chiddush? Let me read the line first. I was thinking about this morning. Hamshachas or chadash mi bechinas pnimiyas hakeser. It's the hamshacha, the drawing down of a new light mi bechinas pnimiyas hakeser. Keser being the highest point of the spheros, or maybe that which is above the spheros. Again, those who are more familiar with these concepts, great. If not, we're not going to start trying to explain it in 2 seconds. Even it's just not, it's not shayach. Ulamala yoser, that we're drawing down a new light from Keser, and perhaps even from beyond Keser. Hamshachas bechinas pnimis atik mamish, to draw down the inner essence of atik itself, mamish. Bechinas ein sof, to draw from the ein sof. Again, everything's kiviyachol, because even as we're getting to the essence of Hashem, it's still kiviyachol. But we're drawing down in the most, in the deep, bottom line, we're drawing down in the deepest way possible. Chassidus has the tools to draw down in the deepest way, better than any other system of Jewish living. Chassidus has the tools to draw down HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his most essential fashion, the Ein Sof itself, Shenimsa Baradla, Bereisha Delo Isyada. That we're drawing down Hashem, the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, Kiviyoch, whatever that means, it's a revelation of new life from the deepest areas of Keser, and even beyond Keser, from the Ein Sof itself, from the Reisha Delois Yad, which is the Pnimius, Shabbat Pnimius, Shabbat Pnimius, the Reisha, the head, the highest point, the Lois Yad, that cannot be known, that it should begin to express itself in this world in some fashion. That's what Chassidus is. So which is the bigger Chiddush? What's a bigger chiddush? Shor shenagach as a para or this? Which is a bigger chiddush? Shor shenagach as a para is a bigger chiddush. It's more mechudash. You know why? Because for the Orient Sof to become Shor shenagach as a para, it has to change itself over many, many times. This is Hashem coming as Himself. It's not Hashem coming in costumes. It's not Hashem coming in all sorts of levushim. So in a certain sense, even though, right, so when someone says to you, this is like a big chiddush, this idea of chassidus is a big chiddush, the truth is, it's not such a chiddush. It's really not such a chiddush. It's Hashem as Hashem. It's very old. It's extremely old. The chiddush is that Hashem came down and all sorts of other interesting things along the way. That's more of a chiddush. This is almost, in a certain sense, as esoteric as it sounds, it's almost easier to believe. It's Hashem coming as Hashem. And Hashem expressing Himself as Himself in this world. Okay? But again, bottom line, what is chassidus? It's bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a hamshacha, it's bringing down a new light from the highest places into this world. That's what chassidus is. And if you do that, if you can bring that light into your life, then mamela, all these things will happen. You'll be very awake, because you'll be living in the presence of the King. You'll be willing to sacrifice for other Jews, because you'll recognize that there's no me and there's no him, we're all just one thing. And you'll transform your midos in the same way, because you're not going to live in a chitzoni fashion, you're going to try to figure out the essence of yourself, because you're living in the presence of the essence of the King. Right? And because you're in the presence of the essence of the King, you'll be able to perceive the King in the deepest way, even though you're just a lowly human being. But you'll be able to be, you'll be able to achieve Lahasig Elokus in the deepest way, because, what do you mean? You're seeing it. You're not believing it, you're not hearing about it, you're not knowing it, you're seeing it with your own eyes. Again, kiviyach, everything's kiviyach. Okay? The inyan ze atzmo, shenemar ba'amayim. So this idea that the Rebbe Yashab expounded upon in a very deep way, machriach asher kol ha-mailos she-chassidus ha-mevu'aros mekomos shonim. So therefore, all of the mailos, all of the details, all of the things that chassidus can do for you, as explained in various places, all over the place, hein rak histafos minikudas ha-atmos. Those are all offshoots. Those are all branches of this essential point. Ki mikevan she-chassidus hi hamshachas bechinas ein sof, Hare muvanu pashut asher ein sof hu ha'atzmi v'chol shar ein yanim einim el nimtzam u'mesuvavim mimenu. Since we're defining chassidus as what? As the hamshacha, as the drawing down of the ein sof, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself kiviyachol, so therefore it becomes obvious that the ein sof, Hashem, is it. Hashem is the it, is the nekuda. And then all of these things are what? Are nimtza'im, are ramifications. Umesubavim mimenu. And derivatives of it. The king does all these things. The king gives you the ability to have all these things. If you're connected to it, if you're connected to him, if you're connected to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you're mamshech Kodesh Baruch Hu in the deepest way possible into your life, then automatically you're going to have these things. But these things, again, are only the ramifications and the derivatives. There's a cause and there's effect. These are only the mesuvavim, the sovim. These are the derivatives, the things that emerge from this essential nekud. Okay? Now, this next part we didn't hear about on Thursday, so I'm very excited to share it with you. Look at Os Gimel. Okay, we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll do 10 more minutes, and then we'll pause for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Ha'amr la'el b'nogeya l'toras ha'chasidus. What I've explained above with regards to Torah ha'chasidus, hu b'chlalis b'chol chelkei ha'Torah. First of all, you need to realize that this is Torah b'chlal. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave himself over in written form, if the Torah is one with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, could Shabrich Yisrael V'arayis Echad Hu, as the Zohar says in Acharei Mos, Daf Ayin Gimel, so therefore what? So therefore, Chassidus maybe helps us to recognize this, but it's true about all of Torah. Hu v'chlolis v'chol chelki Torah. This is true about the entirety of Torah. What does that mean? HaTorah kolalis kol haminei shleimus u'malas u'nemtzalas v'olam. That Torah, when I identify the essence of Torah, Torah will contain within it all of those details. All the good things, all of the good milos that this world has to offer. Look what he explains here. Hanechlakos bichlal, the way that we normally divide it up, b'inyanei ha'olam katanu v'adam, we talk about the miniature universe that is each and every one of us, l'malos ha'mochin u'malos ha'midos. We divide it into the 10 spheros, the mochin, the intellectual attributes, and the midos, and the emotional attributes. Chabad, Chachma, Bina, Das. Those are the three mochin. And then the seven midos, the seven lower spheros, paralleling the 7 weeks of spheros. Omer, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. Okay? So again, whatever's true with Torah Bechlal is true within a person's miniature universe, Bifrat. Now, look what he says. Banhagos, Musarios, Umidos, Tovos. When it comes to having good ethics, being an ethical person, yeah? How do you become an ethical person? However, how do you become an ethical person? There's only one way to become a truly ethical person. That is what? To align yourself with the ethics of the Torah. Anything that's going to be man-made is going to be a mixture of good and bad. It's going to be good because it's going to steal ideas from the Torah, and it's going to be bad because it has your own man-made ideas mixed in. Look what he says. V'anhagos musarios umidos tovos, harayim mishpatim v'darchei musar shabbatorah. For example, Maseches Avos, he says, heim tachlis hatov ha'emes. If I live exactly in accordance with Maseches Avos, then I will be aligning myself with the Torah and be a truly ethical person. And my midos will be on the highest madrega possible. V'chol shitos ha'musar shabbadu b'nei adami libam. But any system of living that a person makes up on his own, it's going to be a blend of good and evil, truth and falsehood. And any good that got mixed in, democracy. Let's take democracy. It's a system of living. A lot of people would say it's one of the best systems of living on planet Earth today. It's one of the best, right, political structures to offer a quality of life for those who live under its system. Yeah? So are there good things that are in democracy? Yes. And you know where those good things were found before they were found in the arrangement of living democratically? It was found in the Torah. And the parts of democracy that don't work, the parts of democracy that don't fit with Torah, right, are the chelke ha'ra, shemi democracy, and those are the parts that what? That aren't aligned with Torah, and therefore they're not. There's an element of sheker, an element of ra. He brings a great story that I heard years ago. I saw it written somewhere years ago. And I never knew that it was in this country. I was very excited when I saw this. Ki adua sipur mikvod kedushos mori v'chami admor. He tells a story about his father-in-law, the Friedrich Rebbe, the Rebbe Rayatz, Rav Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson. That one time he was traveling. He was traveling one time. And Izvachu Kama Noshim Vehibiu Deos, turn the page, top of page 3. Shonos Otos Yachas Atorah Lashitos Hamedinos Hamedinios. He was traveling one time and there was a vikuach, there was a debate between a group of people, each one expressing his opinion about what? What does the Torah say, or how does the Torah fit with various shitos hamedinios, different political systems? Vim ezmihen he maskemes. What political system, what political structure, what system of living does the Torah sign off on? Does the Torah agree to? And different people were debating. Some said democracy is the ikker, and some said communism is the ikker, and some said socialism is the ikker. And all the various groups, and all the various shitos, and each one was showing and bringing rayas how Torah says this. Torah says democracy. Torah says communism. V'chula v'chula. Look what he says. V'chol echad mehem hera mekor b'Torah l'shitaso. And each one of these individuals was trying to bring proofs from the Torah for the system of living that he was espousing. So when they asked the Rebbe Rayat, no, what do you think? Which one of these systems is the most true to Torah? Ana, he said, HaTorah, the Torah, liyosa tachas emes vatov. Since Torah is entirely emes and entirely good, yeshnam ba kol inyanam atovim shemuchol hashitos. The good things that you recognize in democracy are from Torah. And the good things you recognize in communism are from Torah. And the good things you recognize in any other structure of living is from Torah. And all of... Right, he doesn't really finish the sentence, but... And all of the chalkei harashabo, and everything that everyone else is pointing out about the failures of your system, are the aspects that are not found in Torah. That don't come from Torah. Because Torah is the perfect system of living. It's kulo emes, and it's kulo tov. So there... So now, is that what Torah is? Torah creates the most ethical man, a perfected ethical man. Torah creates the best society. Is that what Torah is? It's something that Torah does. That's not what Torah is. Binogei ala chachmos, with regard to the sciences, with regard to any other type of knowledge, knowledge of the world, that we wouldn't call Torah per se. HaTorah hi ha-chochma yoyser nalis. Torah has the best outlook on those things as well. Now, you'll say, but we know certain things that are said in Torah don't fit into science. Labatrabi himself worked tirelessly to show, in an unbelievable way, that the panemius of anything that Chazal said, even if superficially it didn't fit with our scientific knowledge, has an authentic basis in a scientific understanding. So that means that Torah knows the most about the world. If I want to know the most about the world, I should study Torah. We may not be, as I always say, we may not be on such a level that if I want to become a doctor, that I know how to find that in Chumash Rashi. But I promise you that you could find everything you need to know about being a neurosurgeon in Chumash and Rashi. I promise you that that's true. I don't know how to find that, and I can't imagine any of you feel confident that you know how to find that. The Chazon Ish was capable of performing and outlining brain surgeries based on things that he learned in Torah.
Did that?
Chazon Ish.
Did that?
Yeah.
You have
a
picture.
There's a picture. I can show you a picture of it. How he told a top neurosurgeon how to perform a delicate procedure, and the Chazon Ish was correct, and the neurosurgeon was Modal Emes. How the Chazon Ish knew these things, it's beyond us to know, but he knew it from Torah. Right? You knew it from Torah.
I mean, there are many stories about your Rebbe.
There's many stories about your Rebbe.
Doctors, what to do with patients.
I have a whole sefer called Mind Over Matter with about Rebbe. It's all the sheets of the about Rebbe in science. Unbelievable. But he says all of the chachma in the world is found in Torah. So is that what Torah is? Is that what Torah is? That Torah teaches us how to understand the natural world? Right? And it's a source of pride for us in that way, he says, like the Pasuk says in Devarim Perek Dalid, Ki hi chachmaschem uvinaschem l'nei ha'amim. It's the greatest source of pride in the eyes of the nations of the world. V'lo zu bilvad, ela shekol hashpo'os hachayos ba'olam. Gam ba'olam atzal yonim tluya b'dikto kal shel Torah. So what is Torah so far? Torah creates the greatest political system of living. Torah explains to you all the wisdom of the universe. More than that, says the Rebbe. Torah has within it the hashpa and creates a chiyus, gives life to what? To all of the world and to all of the worlds And every detail of Torah sustains the world. Like it says in Nefesh HaChaim, in a few places in Shara Dalet, a second without learning Torah, the world would collapse. Is that what Torah is? Torah keeps the world alive? Nefesh HaChaim, Shara Dalet, Perek Chafei, Perek Yud Aleph, I think, is also where it is. So at least in two places in Shara Dalet. One's Chafei, I think the other one's Yud Aleph. Is that what Torah is? The Torah gives chiyus to the world, it keeps the world alive? The same way the Baal Shem Tov, the Chassidus, woke Klal Yisrael up. Is that what it is? He says that's not it. Amnam lo zoi mahusa shel Torah. No, so what is mahusa shel Torah? Underline this line, Chavra. You see the paragraph that begins Amnam? The end of that line. Mahusa shel Torah who? The essence of Torah. We saw what the essence of Chassidus is. The essence of Torah is the same idea. And then we'll see, like we heard about on Thursday, the essence of Mashiach is the same idea. The essence of Torah is, which Chassidus expresses, Mahusa shel Torah hu, Mashihi miyuchedes legamri ba'or ein sof baruch hu, hamalubash ba betachlis hayichud. The Mahus, the essence of Torah is, that it is entirely united with what? With the or ein sof. That means when you learn Torah, you're learning Hashem. You're making direct contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miuchedes legami b'or ein sof baruch hu, hamalu bashba b'tachlis hayichud. That when you're studying Torah, when you're connected to Torah, you're entirely united with the or ein sof baruch hu, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol. Hamalu bashba. What's hamalu bashba? What's malu bash in what? Hashem wraps himself in what? Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. Yeah? So when I touch Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, I'm touching Hashem. So Hashem is wrapped within it, but Tachlis HaYichud, with a perfect unity. And therefore, when I'm touching Bava Kama, I'm not touching, like the Baal Tanya's mashal in the fourth parak, I'm not touching just the king's clothing, I'm touching the king. The king wrapped in his clothing is the king. So when I touch Bava Kama, I'm touching Hashem. Okay, give me a second. V'lachem. So if all the worlds are nothing without or besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kein gam heim l'gabei Torah. So too, that's what Torah is. Meaning what? To say Torah keeps the world going, the Torah is the energy of the world, Torah is the breath of air, so to speak, that keeps the world spinning, that's not it. Because Torah, understanding Torah as that, is a great disgrace to Torah. That's not what Torah is. Torah is unified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But what Torah is, it is entirely, perfectly united with Hashem. So therefore what? So when you understand what it is, then it includes bimela automatically. Bimela is the same as mimela. Kolel is bimela. It automatically includes what? Gam is kol mine milus v'shleimus shabolam. That if you understand that Torah is perfectly united with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Or Ein Sof itself, and I attach myself to that, then of course if I'm attached to that, it comes along with what? The world can exist. And I understand everything that there is to know about all the worlds. All the scientific knowledge. And I have the best system of living. And the best system of ethics. All of that comes along automatically. And that allows the world to exist. Achein. Second to last paragraph on page 3. Avshe kol chelkei Torah nekudosa ma'at mesima sheheim miyuchadim b'orein tov baruchu. That which all of the port... So now you'll say, but wait, we just said that this is Torah bechlal. So this goes back to Yisrael's question from last week. Yeah? This was your question. So what do I have to learn Chassidus for? If I'm learning Bava Kama, it's the same thing. It's Joe Klein's question, no? So here's the answer. Achein, af shekol chelki ha-Torah nekudasa ma'at mishima she'em yuchad neborein tzov baruch hu. Yes, on a certain level, what? Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basar are all equally Hashem. And Megillah, which is easier, is as much Hashem as Yevamos, which is harder. However, b'chol zeh, however, ikur nekuda zo, misbata b'toras ha-chasidus. However, that essential point is most directly encountered, what? With Toras ha-chasidus. וכאמור במים בנוגע לחסידס, שדווקא המשחס אין סוף שנמצא ברדלה. Chassidus gives us the more direct tool to make sure that yes, I have to know full well that when I'm learning Sanhedrin, I'm having a direct spiritual encounter with Hashem. But Chassidus has a unique ability to get in there that much more and to make sure that I'm mamshich, that highest reisha de lowest yada, from the highest of realms into this world. Yes, every bit of Torah, Bichlal, does that. But again, Chassidus has a unique ability to do it and to express itself as clearly doing that. Sometimes you can be accomplishing something, and you don't realize what you're accomplishing. Sometimes you're doing something in a specific way, and it's obvious what the intention is. So it's not so clear that Shor Shenaga Chasapara is expressing Radla in this world. It is clear when I'm learning Chassidus that it's doing that. Okay? Remember the mashal from last week, the difference between, again, who be big do, he be big da, and the interrelationship between a husband and wife. Okay, last paragraph. Ki kol chalki haTorah b'chinas ein sof shebehem islabish hu be'ez atzir. Now here's the explanation of what we just said. Because when I learn Bava Kama, what does Bava Kama look like? Looks like Bava Kama. Doesn't look like Ksubis. Bava Kama is Bava Kama. In fact, the Gemara says at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos on Daf Gimel, I think it's on Daf Gimel, that if a person's learning one Masechta, you're not allowed to ask him in a different Masechta. Ah, all of Torah is one big sugya. True. But Bava Kama is Bava Kama, and Bava Metzia is Bava Metzia. So Bava Kama is not Ksuvis. Bava Kama comes in the Tziur. What does Tziur mean? In the form of Bava Kama. Tziur Amagder Umevate. Right? It's a tzir, it's a form that what? That is defined and expresses itself through that section of Torah. Mahusa shel chelek zeh. V'tzir zeh shel chelek Torah zeh. Whether it's pshat, it's pshat. If it's remez, it's remez. If it's drush, it's drush. If it's sod, it's sod. So, the fact that Hashem comes dressed in Bava Kama, that's malim hu al pshitas ein sof hamalubash bo, that conceals the fact that it's Hashem inside. And that's why it is possible, like we spoke about in Shem Yishmol, to learn Bava Kama and to see nothing other than cows and oxen. And that's a helem de levush shekiviyachol iyashol achlifo. It's a concealment that you can't really get around. When I'm learning Bava Kama, I'm not going to see Megillah, and I'm not going to see a Vamis, and I may not recognize that I'm being osek in Hashem. Turn the page. We'll do this last paragraph, and then we'll stop. However, Chassidus has no tzir. Very geschmack what he says here. Chassidus has no specific form. The ilutoris achassidus mikaven she'enam mugderes be'ezetzir, because Chassidus doesn't have a precise form. Va'tziurim she'enan va'tziurim she'inyan she'bechassidus mezgal al yadam kilevush tachlifeim ve'achalofu. When I'm learning Chassidus, I can move in between different garments. When I'm in Bava Kama, I'm not in Ksubis. Those are two different garments. They're both garments that are worn by the king. But they're not one and the same. They're two separate worlds, two separate levushim. When I'm studying Torah through the prism of Chassidus, I'm able to what? I'm able to change into all the garments. It's not bound by a specific tzior. Again, it's that inner point that creates the many levushim. And therefore, it's like a levush that can be exchanged readily. Shelachin kolelis yas kol dalet achalakim shat remez drush and sod. Now what we're going to see is amazing. I'm assuming most of you have never gone through this kuntres. What he's going to do, and we'll see in the next couple of days, he's going to take something. I'll tell you what it is. He's going to take moda'ani, and he's going to teach us moda'ani pshat, Remez, Drash, Sod, and he's going to show how Chassidus says all of them. Pshat is Pshat. Pshat's not saying Sod. And Remez is not saying Drash. But Chassidus is able to wear all the garments. It's an amazing thing what he's going to do. You'll see. Okay, but that's the point. If I learn Chassidus, I get down to the Shorish of Torah. I get to the Shorish of relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's why Chassidus is it. It's not only about the details of what it does. It gets us in touch with the it. Just like Hashem has an it, and the Torah has an it, and we're going to see tomorrow, Mirz Tzem Mashiach has an it. has its essence, its essential point. Ein siur malim behelem amiti. As pshitas ein sof shavot. Don't drop out on the last line. It just requires 10 seconds of hesver. Ein hatzir, the tzir of chasidus, does not conceal with a true concealment as pshitas ein sof shavot. What does that mean? It doesn't conceal with a true concealment. Because bottom line is, even chasidus, until we're there, we're not there. Right? Until we're there. And that was part of the answer as to why you still have to learn nigla. Because you can't pretend you're there when you're not really there. Because even chasidus conceals in some way. It doesn't conceal full. It doesn't truly conceal. Right? Meaning you're still able. You can really see through, and you can mamash see Mashiach, and you can live in the world of Mashiach even before Mashiach comes, and you can get to it before it reveals itself fully, as it's just beginning to have this hamshacha from the highest of realms. But again, even chasidus doesn't get us fully there. I think that's why he says behelam amiti. But again, chasidus has the ability to move within the various corridors of Torah, and that's why chasidus, so to speak, is the etzem of Torah. More so, pshat, remez, drash, and even sod, which are still specific expressions of Torah, specific forms of Torah, chasidus has the ability to express itself in all of those forms. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. Shkoyach.